we turn to a different and more sensitive subject. He's the first person to be awarded over £1 million in compensation after being sexually abused, a man who was groomed and sexually assaulted by his teacher in the 1980s. His abuser, his teacher Andrew Andams, argued through a civil case that the boy had groomed him. And it was argued on behalf of the local authority that from the time the boy was 15, the sex was non-violent and consensual, and so should have caused no post-traumatic stress. He's been talking to our legal correspondent Clive Coleman about the case. And just a warning, you may find parts of the interview distressing.
Looking at these children that have been coming out this afternoon, they're just children. And I, you know, this idea that a 13-year-old prepubescent boy, that somehow that I could instigate or could groom a teacher of 35 years old, I mean, it really kind of brings it to life just seeing young people now.
I'm outside Highgate Wood School in North London with James. That's not his real name. In 1980, he was raped by a man. Scared and confused, he confided in teacher Andrew Andams, who told him that the incident proved he was gay, that everyone would hate him, but that he would be his friend. Andams groomed, then sexually abused James for years.
His thing was assaulting you in public places and getting away with it. And he sexually assaulted me in Regent's Park Mosque. And again, I'm sure it was just for titillation to get away with it. He told me that somebody had been murdered down there, and I just remember being absolutely terrified.
Andams brought James here to Hampstead Heath and to public toilets to watch men having sex. Sexual activity with Andams continued until James was 21. He worked successfully in IT, but fearing his past would be discovered, he felt deep shame and never stayed in one job for very long. Andrew Andams became deputy head of Highgate Wood, even having a wing of the school named after him. James didn't understand he'd been groomed until many years later, as an adult.
To believe that I was abused and this person had actually exploited me would have been almost unbearable to live with, to know that. Without any kind of psychiatric help, it would have been very destructive to believe that.
In 2011, James had a severe mental breakdown. In 2014, Andams pleaded guilty to charges of indecent assault and buggery against James when he was underage and was sentenced to 12 years, reduced to 8 on appeal.
I'd kind of been led to believe by the police that it would probably be a cathartic experience for me and that I would receive some kind of closure. In fact, it didn't at all. Once he'd been sent to prison, I actually went back into psychiatric hospital, because I felt terrible about myself now, that I was the cause of somebody going to prison.
When James brought a civil compensation claim against Andams and the local authority Haringey, Andams argued that it was James, then a 13-year-old boy in his care, who groomed him. James spent 2 days in the witness box. On behalf of Haringey, it was argued that from 1982, when James left the school aged 15 but continued to go on sailing trips with pupils there and Andams, it wasn't responsible for his acts because James consented, adding that as the sex was non-violent, James couldn't have suffered post-traumatic stress, and that after he returned to the school to do his A-levels, the council couldn't be responsible for continued abuse by Andams as he no longer taught James PE.
It felt that I was under attack for 2 days. And I felt tremendously let down by Haringey. And I thought, well, then they're dishonest in pretending to the public that they actually care. Because when they are confronted with somebody who suffered from a serious abuse from a member of their staff, the long-term consequences of that, they want to then say that it's that person's fault and nothing to do with them.
Haringey had sought to have James' claim dismissed in its entirety on the basis that it was time-barred. But in a judgment earlier this year, the Court of Appeal rejected all of the arguments raised by the local authority. James was awarded compensation of more than £1 million. Victims of historical sexual abuse face a long road to justice through the criminal and civil courts. James' case illustrates how they can be forced to relive the trauma and at times to answer accusations that they were in some way complicit in the abuse.
In terms of that journey back up, hopefully, where do you hope to get to?
To be honest, I don't have much hope anymore still. I think the court cases with the police and the civil case have really drained me of all hope and joy. And I don't know how I'm going to get that back at the moment.
In a statement, Haringey Council told the BBC, "Our sincere sympathies remain with the victim following these incidents at Highgate Wood School back in the 1980s. This civil case was an appeal brought by our insurer's legal team, not the council, in order to decide the level of damages to be awarded.